Moncrief on News Talk.
Is there a material difference between saying thank you and sending a thank you card? If it's a card, does the recipient feel more thanked? And in what circumstances should they be used? Patricia Mabry is founder of the Etiquette Suite. Good afternoon, Patricia.
Good afternoon, Sean. Greetings from West Cork. And so lovely to receive your invitation to Saturday. Thank you.
Right. And thank you too. A thank you card, I would imagine, would be in a response to a more kind of formal event. Would that be the case?
Well, you would send a thank you note to match the formality of the event. But starting at a very young age, Holy Communions, etc., confirmation, I believe youngsters should, the parents have a responsibility to tell the children to send the thank you card. But of course, it depends on an event you're at. If you're only at somebody's house for lunch, then in this digital age, quick communication or text will suffice. But if for something, for a more pleasant event or something that people have attended, then I think the thank you card in the post is a lovely gesture.
Okay, so say it's your birthday and people have given you a nice present. Should you send thank you cards in response to that?
Only if it perhaps was a very big birthday. You know, for example, if somebody came to your house and you had a big party for them, etc., and they gave you a gift, then it's up to yourself if you would like to, depending on the value of the gift. You would say, yes, I'm going to send a thank you card. They've gone out of their way. They've done this. That might be so much, Sean, for a big occasion, a big birthday, when people spend more. Whereas if you're meeting down in your local pub and they're only bringing a little token, then there's no need for a thank you card. So it's all kind of, you know, context related, to match the formality of the event with the formality of the gift, etc.
And would you have a recommendation as to what people should write in a thank you letter or on a thank you card? Is it just like, thanks for the jumper and, you know, send that in the post? Or should you kind
of... No, Sean.
You know.
No, but you would never start your thank you card or your thank you note with saying the word thank you. You would never do that.
Oh.
And like, for example, I would never say, dear Sean, thank you for the gift. That's a no-no. I would say, dear Sean, so lovely to receive your gift in the post. I love the scarf. It's going to match my coat beautifully this winter. Thank you so much. So you mention the item. You don't say thank you for the gift. You mention the item. Thank you for the scarf. Thank you for the 6 wine glasses. And you don't start your thank you note with thank you. You mention the item.
Okay. Should you, and is there a protocol about what kind of paper you might write this on, or should it be handwritten? Should it be typed? Can it be typed out? You know, is it one of those kind of smaller envelopes?
Well, ideally, maybe not typed out and not to use the pre-printed labels. Ideally, no. Perhaps in this age that we're into recycling and sustainability, to use recycled paper would be lovely. Even if people, you know, don't want to spend money on a card, even from an early age, a little child, to send, you know, out of a copybook to have a paper and draw something and send it to somebody. It really is just the thought that counts. But you can get lovely cards with the lovely envelopes and send them off. So thank you cards are very easy to get and they're inexpensive, you know?
Right. Okay. I suppose nowadays, the one event that would prompt thank you cards are if people go to a wedding. But, you know, a lot of the time, it's months before those thank you cards are sent out. Is that an acceptable time period? Because probably I imagine that, you know, the couple in question are recovering from all the ordeals of the wedding and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely. I agree with you, Sean, but they need to, within, you know, I believe they should send out the thank you note within 2 months after the wedding. That's anything other later than that would be too late, in my opinion, you know?
Okay. But then that's...
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, it's the most gracious way of making somebody feel appreciated to receive a thank you note in the post. So, you know, they have a responsibility. People went to the trouble of choosing a gift, of putting a card together, maybe posting it or hand delivering. So I believe people have a duty and responsibility to thank the giver of the gift. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you, Patricia, for talking to us today. I don't know. I'm not sure what the protocol is here. Will you be expecting a thank you note from us?
I won't. It'll be fine over the airways. It'll be just fine. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Patricia, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Patricia Mabry there, founder of the Etiquette Suite.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.